Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you personally for listening to our broadcast this morning. We also have a TV program that airs from 8 to 8:30 on public access channel number 6 on your TV entitled Searching the Scriptures. Please give it a view. We also have a very extensive website, churchofchrist@harrodsburg.com. You'll find all these radio programs and MP3 files. You'll also find our TV program there, and there's a host of other Bible-related material that will help you and aid you in your study of God's Word. Please give it a look and let us know what you think. We also want to invite you to our services and Bible study periods here at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ, and at the end of our broadcast, we'll be giving you those meeting times. We want nothing from you. We just want you to come with an open mind, an open Bible, study God's Word with us, worship God with us, and let us show you your need for God in your life and to have a relationship with your Son, Jesus Christ. This month, we have been looking at the subject of the sin of division. And last week, we began to emphasize the need for doctrine. You remember earlier in the month, we talked about attitude. We had to have the proper attitudes in order to maintain peace, unity, and to not cause division or strife or contention. And then we started looking at doctrine and what we teach, what we practice, and what we stand for, and whether we follow God's Word. And we read many passages last week to show you that doctrine is indeed important. Now, there are many, even in this community, who deny that we have to be united on doctrine. But I ask you, with all the love I have in my heart, to go to the Bible and see if you can find that so. See if doctrine is something that is not important. And if you look at the teaching of the gospel, and if you look at the passages, especially the ones we read last week, you know that it matters what you practice, what you teach, and what you believe. Now, let us begin today by looking at the root cause of division. What is the root cause of division? Well, to answer that, we're going to read from the book of James, chapter 3, beginning in verse 13, through chapter 4, verse 14. James 3, beginning in verse 13, through James 4, and verse 12. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. For where there is envy and self-seeking exists, confusion and every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy, good fruits, without partiality, and without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? You lust and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight in war, yet you do not have because you do not ask. You ask and you do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasure. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you not think that the Scripture says in vain, the Spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously, but he gives more grace. Therefore he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning, and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Do not speak evil of one another, brethren. He who speaks evil of his brother and judges his brother speaks evil of the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who are you to judge another. Now, what causes fights and quarrels among us that leads to division? When friction happens, it is discouraging to say the least. It can be devastating. It can drive people away from the truth and drive them away from the Lord's church. We want to know the why when the controversy strikes. Why is this happening? Why is this occurring? Are we the only ones who have these problems? No, I'm afraid not. Denominations of men would like you to believe that we are the only ones who fight among ourselves. Such is a pipe dream. This is just not true. They fight too, and over different issues. Some debate homosexuality. There are a number of denominations that have been flexible and bent their will to now accept the homosexual. There are others who will not. Well, why the difference? If we're all united on what God's word says, and God calls that sexual immorality, why do we differ on how we approach it? Some women's roles in the church are different. In some churches of men, you have women leading in prayer, preaching, being elders, being overseers, and yet the Bible is very plain that in the Lord's church, men have the spiritual leadership. They are the ones who do the public things, not because they're better than women, but that's just a role that God gave them. Please read Ephesians chapter number 5 very carefully and 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Inerrancy of the scriptures, these issues, for the most part, are settled among us. To the average denominational member today, the music is stirring, people are friendly, and the message is positive and it's motivating. Social programs meet every social need that man could possibly have. Yet many of these mega churches and community churches have dissension and fighting at upper levels. Power struggles are very common. Each religious body tries to handle the problem of division in different ways. Most use organizational control. The Vatican controls the Catholic churches and the priests. Jehovah's Witnesses and the Mormons are answerable to their controlling bodies. And most have national or state mechanisms to handle any situation which may arise. Yet they still have problems. But here's the point. The point is, the first problem they have is that they're not abiding in the doctrine of Christ. You will always have strife, division, and problems when you stray away from the truth. When you cease to preach the truth, division is inevitable. And the first division that's going to take place is with God, because Ephesians 5:11 says that he will have no fellowship with the works of darkness, and sin is darkness. And when you leave the pages of God's word and you begin to preach and teach the traditions of men and the doctrines of men, you cease to be affiliated with God. You cease to be in fellowship with him. If you don't believe me, read Matthew 15:8-9. That's what he rebuked the Pharisees in the Jews in the beginning, because they were not united on God's doctrine. They were teaching the commandments of men, their traditions, and God rebuked them for it. Men are still making that same mistake today. We just read James 3:13-18. Herein lies a discussion of what true wisdom is. One can stand firm for the truth and still be gentle and considerate. Division did not come from God. Factionalism did not come from God. The word means to spin wool, then to spin for hire, and later to do anything for hire. Emphasis later places on the wages or the benefits. It came to be applied to selfishness in any area. It's translated self-seeking or selfish ambition. Pride and self-interest lie at the root of this fighting among brethren. Whenever there is a power struggle, and I don't understand for what, all the authority resides in Christ, read Matthew 28:18. He's the head of the church, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18-23, and he has all power and authority. There's nothing to fight over. Division does not result from God. Division happens when there are poor attitudes that are maintained, poor attitudes that are demonstrated, and when men and women don't practice the truth and don't continue in the doctrine of Christ. This will inevitably always lead to division. And so we need to first get this right. Attitudes, yes, they're important. They are instrumental in maintaining peace and unity. But truth is of equal importance. You might all be under the same roof. You might all believe the same thing. And you might all be in unity in your mind, even though you have different understandings of God's teaching on certain subjects. Such is being unrealistic and is not according to the Bible. We must be united on God's teaching, not my opinion, not your opinion. We must be united on the teaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the doctrine of Christ. That's what the Bible teaches. Selfishness is not from above. Pride is not always to detect in a congregation. Lying, gossip, slander are at the root of this problem. Tension is thick. Even ever have a knot in your stomach as you approach the building? What are you hoping that no visitors are present? Why? Because you're afraid that there's going to be a display of ugliness. This time for a change, and there needs to be a time in the way of our thinking. Division happens for two reasons. Number one, people have bad attitudes. Number two, someone has departed from the truth. Whenever one of these two things lifts its ugly head, division is inevitable and unavoidable. We must daily constrain ourselves to have proper attitudes and godly character in order to strive for peace, unity, and harmony. But as equally important is we must stand upon the precepts and the teaching and the patterns and the doctrines that are contained in the Bible that came from the mind of God, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 through 13. And we need to understand that unless these two things are done constructively and are done according to God's instruction, then division will always happen. Now ask yourself this question. How is it that we all believe in the same book? We all claim to love the same God. We all claim to believe in the same Son. And we all claim in the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ. And yet we all claim allegiance to the inerrant, infallible Word of God. Yet we differ in our worship practices. We differ in what we think a man needs to do to be saved. We differ what we think the work of the church is. We differ in what the roles of women and men are in the Lord's church and even in the home. And we differ on morality and a host of other related issues that are contained in the Bible. How can this be? I will tell you how it is, because someone is not being honest. We must be united on the doctrine of Christ. Where is the doctrine of Christ found? It is not in a book of men. It is in His Word, the Bible. And unless men with good attitudes stand upon the platform of that truth, there will always inevitably be division. Dear listener, do you and the church that you worship with practice all of the truth and nothing but the truth? Thank you for listening. We will continue this discussion next Lord's Day, Lord willing. Have a good day.